continuing on now. The red wave never materialized. Doesn't exist. And the big thing is, you know, the Republicans ran the table. I mean, just ran the table in Florida, Texas, Ohio, Georgia, except for Herschel Walker. And we'll see how that plays out with a runoff on the 6th of December. And a lot more. Michigan's congressional delegation will be 7 Democrats, 6 Republicans, it appears. One of those Republicans will be Tim Walberg. Congressman, good to have you with me.
Good to be with you, and the sun did come up, so I tell you, it was a rough night, rough night.
Not at all what people are expecting, not here and not around the country. So then you have to ask yourself, is the polling really that bad, or did abortion play that big of a role? You tell me.
Well, there'll be a lot of postmortem that will be done, but I think it, clearly in Michigan, abortion played a very significant role, that people would rather have the ability to abort a child so that their desires would continue versus having an economy that grows, having the ability to have jobs that expand, have energy that expands. I mean, that's the only thing I can take it because, frankly, other states like Ohio, certainly Florida, that has a governor that was spot on all through his campaign, or all through his term of office in his 4 years, took it on, let the people know that we're going to stand for those things that matter, and then allow freedom to reign, but protect the lives of all citizens. It worked for him. And we didn't have that benefit with the governor here. But I think also there are other things. Republicans were significantly outspent. And of course, you add to that the national media attention that's given to propping up Democrats versus Republicans. That adds more dollars to the table that we don't have. But sure. In the end, we've got to find a way around it. And I think a good postmortem will say, the wounds that we lick are some are self-inflicted, some aren't. How can we stop the self-inflicted wounds, and how can we stop the others from inflicting it upon us and win back the day? We can't go away because the country won't survive, the state won't survive if we continue the policies that have put us in such a crisis mode for the past 2 years.
It looks like you know, the Republicans will pick up a few seats in the House, enough to take control, but not by much. Not at all what was anticipated.
I
was very
true.
Optimistic coming in, and I'm not seeing it. But but here's something else that's happening right now. Arizona, apparently they had hundreds of thousands of votes were cast on Election Day that are still being processed. They're still only at 65%. And the vast majority of those votes are going to the governor or the potential governor, Carrie Lake, and to Blake Masters. So we'll see how that plays out. I mean, I've got to look for some optimism somewhere, and that's one of the places I'm finding it.
Well, I think so. It's not over yet. I do think that the House will go to the Republicans. I'll be in majority. It won't be as large a majority as we were expecting or hoping, that's for sure, but it's still a solid working majority that I believe we'll have. It'll give us a chance to show the American public that we were truthful in putting out the commitment to America on the issues we thought they were very much concerned with, and I think overall in the country it was. But Michigan, again, is an anomaly in many ways. That while this state has suffered significant brunt of the policies of both Governor Whitmer as well as the president, yet they were intent on voting for something different. And then when you see Proposal 1 already acted out in this election, this is going to be permanent, where you can get college students on Michigan State University campus, hustle them in on the day of voting, have them register on the day of voting, and have them vote for the basic things they wanted. That will cause a problem for the future. We got to find a way around it. Even as California Republicans several years ago decided, if the Democrats are going to ballot harvest and it's legal in the state, then we better do it as well. And that's when we started taking some seats back.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that Michigan just became Illinois because they've got the trifecta, the state Senate, the state House, and all three top offices.
Yep.
So look for the war on energy, look for red flag laws that'll target otherwise innocent people to raid their homes. I mean, honestly, Congressman, I think that's what's going to happen. We'll see. And but I'm not optimistic about it. I'll be honest with you. I think the fight over Line 5 continues.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you know, the one positive thing is what we've seen at the local level with parents getting involved with the school boards and asking questions and expressing concerns. And I think that won't stop, especially when you have a leadership that's in place. Democrats are going to have to bear the brunt of that. They're the ones in responsibility. And if they go the direction they've been going, I think ultimately there will be a rising tide of citizens that say enough's enough, and we're going to find a way to change it. And that's the challenge.
Exactly right. That is a challenge. So what do you expect? I mean, I'm sure you're on the phone with your colleagues. How many seats do you expect the Republicans to have when the dust clears?
Well, right now I hope we're going to have 220. And that's far less than we thought we'd have. But 218 is what we need to have the majority. I think we'll have 220, maybe a couple more than that, depending on how it goes in some of those states that are still holding out. But it's not going to be the 230 to 236 that I was thinking we were going to have up till last night. So we will do what we do. I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad my vote count came out very well. I'm glad my pollster was right.
The pollsters were the big loser last night. Whether people want to hear it or not, the big loser last night was Donald Trump and the pollsters. Host of Trump-endorsed candidates flamed out, and that's fact. Don't have to like it, and I'm not going to, I'm sure my inbox would be very exciting for me telling the truth, but that's that.
Yeah, I don't like that either, that turned out that way, and it was somewhat unexpected. So I hope that President Trump, as he moves forward, really does a postmortem itself and thinks what this means to his message, because it's a message that resonates with an awful lot of people. I can tell you that across my district. And it's a message that's built on a policy that worked. But are there some changes even that he would have to make that would foster success in the 2024 race, whether he runs or not? But as a Republican, helps us get across the line.
Well, we'll see. Ron DeSantis won by 19 points. 19 points. Yeah. The red wave ran across Ohio, Florida, Georgia, except for Herschel Walker. And was the election stolen? No, maybe Herschel Walker's not an ideal candidate. Not the worst. The worst candidate won in Pennsylvania. Don't understand that. But
Can you believe that?
It's
that
unbelievable.
Says something.
It's unbelievable. A guy that wears Carhartts that have never been dirty. Anyhow, Congressman, I got to leave it there. Greatly appreciate you, and I'm sure we'll talk again later this week. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it. Congressman Tim Walberg, reelected. One of only six members of the Michigan Congressional District, as it goes from 7-7 to 7-6 Democrats. There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. Heavyweight and built to last a lifetime, these flannels are 100% cotton. So soft, you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every flannel purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.